Today's Namaste Yoga is the final class in the Nourishing Your Energy series, and today we will be harmonizing your energy. Hello and welcome to episode 267 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we will be talking about harmonizing your energy, and it's the last class in the Nourishing Your Energy series. So we've had a great ride, and thank you so much everybody who has given us lots of positive feedback about this series. We're going to be doing some beginner's classes for you next, which is great because it always brings in lots of new people. So we appreciate that a lot too. Thanks so much to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. Today I'm wearing a short sleeve capped red brick bamboo top with a lotus on the front and long black capri leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for the props that they provide us. Today you're going to need a lot of your props. You're going to need your yoga blocks and a strap and a bolster. And if you don't have any of these things, you can always use the tie from your bathrobe as a strap. You can use cushions for blocks, and you can use a rolled up blanket as a bolster. Today's testimonial comes to us from Regan when she became a member of our community. She says, "Hi, Melissa. I'm 62 and I've been teaching yoga for about 10 years. I love teaching and I'd like to vary the classes so the students and me don't get bored. Plus, I like to continue offering teachings on the philosophy of yoga and how the students can take their practice off the mat and into their day-to-day lives. Last year, my yoga colleague told me about your classes. I believe she's also a member. So I had a look and tried out a few of your free downloads. Then I was hooked. I love the teachings, your practical approach to the physical practice, and the way you present the teachings so they relate to our Western lifestyle. So I presented to my students your teachings on the Ayurdehi mantra, and they loved it. And that was part of the Durga series, if you want to look that up on the playlist. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't know how you continue to present the number of topics that you do. I was tired of coming up with material, and I find you have refreshed my interest in and knowledge. When I looked at the classes on the yams, the nums and the niyams, I was reminded of non-stealing, asteya. And even though I told my students it was your material and directed them to your website, I felt the exchange was unbalanced, and it was time to become a member. So I thank you for your wonderful teachings. You are an inspiration, Regan." So thank you, Regan, for sharing the teachings of yoga, for your generosity in sharing your resources with your students, and for your support of Namaste Yoga and our membership community. We appreciate you and all of our members so very much. Okay, so let's get started with Namaste Yoga number 267 on harmonizing your energy. I'm going to get you to lie down to begin on your backs. We're going to begin by connecting with our breath. So lie down on your backs, and you're going to tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. And check in with your low back. If your low back is tender, you can bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And if not, then you can lengthen your legs out long, or maybe even put a bolster underneath you. I'm Begin by bringing your awareness to your breath without trying to fix or change it or in any way. Just notice what's happening with your breath in this moment. And then bring your awareness to your breath in your belly. And as you breathe in, allow your belly to round. And as you breathe out, allow your belly to drop back to the ground. And then we're going to start with some movement now. So if your knees aren't bent with your feet flat on the floor, then go ahead and bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And then staying connected with your breath, we're going to move with your breath. We're going to inhale, lift, press into your feet, lift your pelvis up off the ground, take your arms all the way overhead. And then you're going to exhale and lower back down. Inhale, arc your arms all the way overhead. And exhale, lower yourself down. Inhale, lift up, pressing into your feet, lifting your pelvis off the ground, your arms arc all the way overhead. Breathe out, lower down. And keep going like that with your own breath movement. Feel every single toe on the ground. And then the next time you, there you are. I couldn't find the camera. Next time you lower down, you're going to hug your knees into your chest. And if you have any knee issues, you want to hold on behind your knees on the backs of your legs. And let's just do this with movement for a moment too. So you inhale, let your knees move away from your torso a bit, and then exhale, draw them in. Inhale, allow your knees to move away from your torso. Exhale, your belly drops back, making space for them to move in. And then if you find your belly gets in the way in this, there's two things you can do. You can lift and move your belly out of the way. The other thing you can do is take your knees wider, okay, so that you make space for your belly in the middle. So lots of options here. If you find that your belly is in the way of your legs here. Okay, and then from here, lower your legs down. We're going to roll to your side and make your way up onto all fours. Okay, from here, we're going to do some lunge pose with some movement, some nice circular movements to create some harmony and balance and our body that will sustain our energy as we close out this series. So I'm just going to fold up my mat here a little bit so that I have some extra padding underneath my knees. I know a lot of people find that their knees can be an issue. So this is one of the ways to just create some extra comfort underneath your knees. From here, come up onto your knees on that double padding here. And then you're going to walk your left leg through. Now I know balance can be an issue here as well, so you can either hold on to the wall as you walk your left leg through, or maybe have a chair close by or have your hands on the ground when you walk your left leg through. Now to keep your balance here, sink down through your left foot nice and strong and find your whole back right shin on the ground. So that can often be lifted off the ground. So feel your whole right foot on the ground, your whole right shin on the ground, so that as much of your body is connected to the ground, so you have lots of contact points with the ground for balance. And then you're going to come upright. And what we're going to do is start with your hands down by the side of your body. You're going to inhale as though your hands are on strings, like you're a marionette puppet. You're going to inhale, come up, and then let your elbows lead you back and down. So inhale up, your arms circle up, and then exhale, circle down. And I'm leaning forward through my hips, so that's where my lunge is coming from, and then I'm exhaling and down. And then we're going to switch sides. So you stretch at the front of your left hip now. So either, again, for balance, you can hold on to the wall or have your hands on the floor and walk your right foot through. And then check in so that your whole left back of your leg and your left foot are on the ground, your whole sinking down through the ball of your big toe joint and your baby toe, the front of your left heel and the front of your inside and outside of your heel there. So you've got good contact in the front of your foot, and then you're going to come upright here. And then same thing, we're going to inhale up, your wrists float up, and exhale, your elbows float back. Making that circular motion here through your arms. Inhale forward, exhale back. Great. Okay, from here we're going to come back. And you can put your mat back here. And then we're going to do some frog pose to open up the sides of our hips for some of the goddess pose that we're going to be doing later. So you're going to, in this pose, your legs and your feet all need to be at a 90 degree angle. So your foot needs to be flexed, not pointed, so your toes drawn up towards your face. When you open your knees, and you're going to come down towards the ground, and we're going to play with this one a bit too, because generally people back out of this pose by leaning forward. So we're going to actually do that. We're going to inhale, lean forward. And then we're going to exhale, lean back so that we make sure we're coming into the pose. So we're going to back off and come in and out of the pose a little bit. So inhale forward, and then we're going to exhale, lean back. So you can really feel that in your inner thighs and your groin. Inhale forward, and then exhale, back into the pose. Inhale, lean forward, exhale, back in. Now, your insides of your knees can be a little tender in this pose, so you can always put pillows on the insides of your knees here or a folded blanket, whatever helps to make them more comfortable. Okay, and then I find the easiest way out of this is to come forward and then kind of gather myself in. Okay. All right. Now you're going to find a comfortable way to sit to receive the teachings for today. So you might want to sit on a chair or kneeling on a block or sitting on a meditation cushion. And we're going to do the Makar Mudra to restore your energy reserves to begin. So the way that that works is you take your thumb and your fourth finger, you bring them together, you extend your first two fingers and your little finger, and then on your right hand, you make an L shape with your index finger and your thumb. And you take the palm of your hand and you rest it on the back of your left hand. And it's the web of your index finger and the thumb that comes between your ring finger and your baby finger on your left hand. Okay, so you're going to take that mudra and you're going to place it at the level of your belly, close your eyes, sink down through your sit bones, feel your legs and your sit bones on the ground, lengthen up through your spine, draw your head over your rib cage, take a deep breath in through your nose, let it fall out of your mouth. And we're going to do three ohms here today to center ourselves. And you'll find out more why when I start to begin to offer the teachings for today. So let's make space with a breath and a sigh for the ohms. Now that you've done the ohms, let yourself connect with your breath in your belly. And as we've done over the last 14 weeks, imagine there a lake. And as you inhale, imagine a waterfall that goes down to the lake. And as you exhale, imagine that lake getting wider and deeper. That lake that nourishes your energy. So over the last 14 weeks, we have nourished our energy, flowed to the depths of our support, gathered our energy reserves, reflected on our inner needs, slowed down, connected with our belly, turned inward, made space, restored our energy, cleared our mind, protected our energy, and connected with their energy. This invisible life force energy in all of life and nature, known in yoga as prana, sustains you. We have experienced the wonders of this life force energy and restored your connection to that energy over the last 14 weeks. This ever-present natural force is available to you 24/7. The miracle that is our life force energy is always seeking harmony and balance. Because of its likeness and affinity with the original cosmic force, our life force is capable of harmonizing with that original cosmic force. In yoga, we know this cosmic force as Om. Om is said to attune us with our true nature and higher reality. When we chant the mantra Om, it allows us to harmonize with the forces of the universe externally and with our own nature internally. It attunes us to the cosmic reality and the sacred vibratory patterns that arise from it. In short, it harmonizes us and our energy with the miracle of the purest, most balanced life force energy. When we are connected to our true self through practices like this, such as yoga, meditation, mudras, and mantra, our life force energy is strong, balanced, and harmonized. So yay! The yoga practices we have undertaken over the last 14 weeks have a strong inward pull that allow us to turn in and know ourselves and know our energy and harmonize our energy. As we move through life, these yoga, meditation, mudra, and mantra practices support us in making better choices that help balance and sustain our life force energy. And they just do that naturally without us even having to effort or make any changes. It's just the practices themselves will naturally align you with those better choices. So reflect on these teachings now and what they mean to you in your life. And begin to form an intention for what it is that you want to receive from this class. What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life? And how can this yoga class help you to do that? So once you've formed your intention, you can begin to release that mudra from your hands. Start to stretch out. And then we're going to make our way up to standing. So you can do a down dog if you want to, or you can just come up to standing. From standing, we're going to begin with Vrikasana, tree pose. We'll begin on your left foot. So lift and spread your left toes. Feel your whole left foot on the ground. And here you can use a wall for support for balance or a chair. It helps to focus on something on the ground that's not moving. That's drishti. You can look up my whole class on drishti for balance. And we have lots of blog posts on balance on my Living Your Yoga channel too that can help with that too. You're going to turn your right toes out to the side, and you can either keep your toes on the ground. The closer you keep everything to the ground, the easier it is to balance. Pick up your foot and either put it above or below your knee. So I'm going to keep it below my knee because I'm going to have moving parts in this tree pose. So you're going to start with your hands at your belly. So over this series, you know, we've learned that this is your energy center. This is the story where you store all your energy in your lower dantian. And you're going to inhale. Remember that one we did where we expanded that ball of energy? You're going to just expand it, inhale up to the level of your eyebrows today, and then exhale down and around. So we're just going to create this nice circular pattern. So we're going to inhale up and then exhale, circle down. Inhale up to your eyebrows and exhale, circle down. And then lower this side down. And we'll do that on the other side. So lift and spread your right toes. Turn your left toes out to the side. You can hold onto a chair or a wall for balance. And focus on something that's not moving. Find a point on the floor that's not moving. And you can either keep your toes on the ground or above or below your knee. Not on your knee joint. Protect your knees. And then we're going to start with your hands at the level of your belly, that energy store, that lake that you've been widening and deepening the whole time. And then nice fluid flowing circular motions to create that harmony in your body. You're going to inhale, arc your arms up. And exhale, arc them down. Inhale, arc up. And exhale, arc down. And then slowly lower down. And you're gonna take your feet wide, turn your toes out to 10 and 2 o'clock, and then sink your pelvis straight down. Okay, and you're gonna bring your hands to right to the level of your belly again, and focus right in on that leg that's providing that nourishment for your energy, creating that harmony in your body. Take a few breaths there and connect to that. Feel the energy coming up from your legs too. And then inhale, float your hands up so that they're parallel. And you're gonna circle your right hand up and your left hand down. Inhale, switch. And exhale and switch. And feel that ball of energy in your hands. Reflect on harmonizing your energy here. And then bring your hands back to parallel and into your lower belly, and then lift up. Take a moment to shake out your legs. Okay, so now we're gonna go back down and do that Utkata Konasana again, the Goddess Victory Squat. So take your legs wide again, turn your toes out. You're gonna sink down. And when you feel your legs tomorrow, you can remember the harmony that we created today. And take your hands in front of your belly. And then inhale, bring your arms up to parallel. And then you're going to exhale, circle so that your right hand is on the top as you... Sorry, I'm mirroring you. So your left hand is on the top as you rotate to the left. And then inhale, bring them parallel as you come back to the center. And then rotate. And then your right hand's on the top as you rotate to the left. And inhale back center. Keep your knees back. Then bring your hands back to your belly, lift up, and release this from your body. From here, we're going to come to legs up the wall to create balance and harmony in our body and sustain our energy. So you want to come to the wall and put your hip right up against the wall. And then you're going to swing your legs around. And rest with your hands either on your belly or by your sides. And if you have any low back issues, having your legs straight up the wall could be a little create a little tenderness in your low back for you. So you could do a couple of things. You could either have your knees bent with your legs on the wall, or you could do legs on a chair instead would work well also. You can begin to wiggle and stretch out. And then you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. When you come to your side, you can get one of your bolsters. probably you only have one bolster. So get your bolster. If you have a choice between a flat one and a round one, we're going to use a round one here because we want to open your back up for a back bend. So we want a rounded support here if you have a choice. And then I get two blocks or some cushions for underneath your knees as well. And you're going to place the blocks underneath your knees that will support your SI joints. And then lie back over your bolster and turn your palms up beside you. I just think this is a great pose to open up your heart center, and I think it creates a lot of good energy flow in your body and very much harmonizes your energy, opens up the energy stores for your lower belly too. So from here, we're going to come up to seated. So I'm actually going to get you to take your hand behind your head, tuck your chin, curl your spine up, tuck your rib cage in, and roll all the way up to seated. And we're going to keep this shape similar. Just keep the blocks under your knees. And you're going to inhale here and... So you might have to move the blocks to underneath your lower legs. You're going to inhale, exhale, rotate so that your right arm comes underneath your left leg. So it's almost like thread the needle here. And then come on up, and we'll do that on the other side. So now you'll take your left arm and rotate your torso. Take it underneath your right leg and reach through. So it's almost like that child's pose, thread the needle. And then come back to the center, and you're going to draw the blocks back underneath your knees again. Take your hands underneath your legs. You hold on to your feet this time and fold forward. And actually, you can take your bolster here and put it on top of your feet. And you're going to fold forward here. And then slowly come up, and we're going to finish before you come down to Shavasana with three Oms, sitting with the Jhana Mudra. So get whatever you need to be comfortable to come into a seated position before we lie down for Shavasana. You can sit on a chair, or you can kneel on a block, or you can sit cross-legged on your meditation cushion. We're going to do the Jhana Mudra, so thumb and index finger together, other three fingers extended, and I'm going to give you a choice. You can have them palms up on your lap for a feeling of lightness, or you can turn them palms down. And I'm going to share with you the reason why we're going to do this with the Om Mudra today. So the Jhana Mudra reverses the outward flow of prana, and it directs your energy back towards your body. So rootedness, turn your palms down. For a feeling of lightness, turn your palms up. Let's make space with breath and a sigh. Either choose to finish your practice here, you can lie down for Shavasana. So make yourself as comfortable as possible in Shavasana. And today I'm going to have a poem for you as you rest in Shavasana. Remember, whenever I speak a poem to you, that I choose a poem that I feel reflects our theme of our class, and our theme today is harmony. And if the poem resonates with you, then great, you can let it just sink in and take it all in. And if it doesn't speak to you, then that's fine too, you can just let it go. This poem is by Khalil Gibran. And what is to cease breathing but to free the breath from its restless tides, that it may rise and expand and seek God unencumbered? Only when you drink from the river of silence shall you indeed sink. And when you have reached the mountaintop, then you shall begin to climb. And when the earth shall claim your limbs, then you shall truly dance. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side and pause and take a breath there. And then slowly make your way up to seated. So we finish with the mantra Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Let's make space with breath and a sigh. Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life in some way contribute to the happiness and freedom for all. It takes the fruits of our practice and offers them out to everybody. So did you like today's show? Then give it a thumbs up, share it with a friend or a family member, or email it to a coworker. And be sure to subscribe to our channel and give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave your comments below. Today's question to answer in the comments is, what's the greatest benefit that you've received from connecting with your energy over the last 14 weeks? I'd love to hear about it, and I respond to all of your comments. Leave the comments below. I love hearing from you and responding to your comments. Plus, we all learn from each other when you take the time to leave your comments. If you've resonated with any of these teachings or examples and you want to have more guidance on harmonizing your energy, we have lots of value-added content on our membership site to support you in harmonizing your energy. And I invite you to become a member of our community. We have a 10-minute class called Wake Up Your Energy. It's a sequence that will ground your prana into your body for the day. Another great video to harmonize your energy is called Embody Your Divine Nature with the Divine Splendor of Yourself. It's a 20-minute class as part of our Bhagavad Gita series, an ongoing book club actually that we have on our membership site as well. So that's another great one to harmonize your energy. And then you can also harmonize your energy with our forgiveness series. So forgiveness is one of the greatest practices to harmonize your energy. That series includes a lecture, 3 yoga classes, and a meditation. So we'd love to have you join our membership site and our community, where we have value-added content, a community of like-minded yogis that come together from all around the world, and where you can receive ongoing support in deepening your yoga practice. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you experience the strength of our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.